Message number 1195. Worry about your own soul first, then pray for others. Sunday, August 17, 2014 at 17:18. My dearly beloved daughter, let there be no division amongst my followers in this mission to save souls, for that is the desire of he who hates me. When my beloved Christian followers divide and when they fight each other in my name, this brings me great sadness. My sorrow is compounded when those who proclaim my word then deny it by causing harm to others through cruel means in order to inflict venom. All of God's children are equal in my eyes. Know that the good amongst you are not immune to the temptation of Satan, while those with despair and hatred in their hearts are not immune to my gifts. Each one of you is a sinner. Do not come before me ever and tell me that one soul is not worthy of me. Do not denounce another person before me and declare him to be evil, for who are you but just a sinner in my eyes? The world is full of love, hatred, and indifference to me, Jesus Christ, because of the existence of sin. Only when sin is eradicated will the world become whole. You must therefore worry about your own soul first and then pray for others. When you do this, I will shower my mercy upon all of you. When the man who exalts himself before me and speaks ill of another man, he will come before my seat of judgment last, while the man who humbles himself before me will come first. When will you truly accept my teachings? Why do you say you are of me when you show hatred to others? You will never become worthy of my kingdom until you discard your cloak of self-righteousness and your armor of pride. Your Jesus.